The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But before we start, I want to give you a final warning. A final warning that may save your dad lots of trouble and real expense. So listen carefully. Are you sure Dad has changed over to winter oil and grease in the family car? Ask him tonight. And if he hasn't, just tell him how well satisfied you know he'll be if he changes over to Skelly Tagoline winter oil and grease. That's all, but it's real important. And now, another final warning for you. Get your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Rinco Jumbo Mexican jumping bean game before it's too late. We can only give them out while our limited supply lasts, so be sure to call for yours tonight or within the next couple of days for sure. We can't promise how much longer you'll be able to get them. By the way, have you seen any of these famous jumping beans that all the members are getting at their Skelly service stations? Say, isn't it funny the way they wiggle and flop around? You just warm them up a bit so they'll feel like they're back in sunny Mexico. And isn't that Ringo Jumpo game a fascinating one? It's like an old game they've played with jumping beans for hundreds of years in romantic old Mexico. Why, you'll spend hours playing this strange game with those amusing galloping bronco beans, as the natives call them. All your friends will beg you to let them play, too. But remember, you'll have to hurry if you want to be sure and get your own free Mexican jumping beans and your Ringo Jumpo game. All you do, you know, is to stop at your Skelly service station when you're out driving with mother or dad and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. You don't need any money or box tops or even a postage stamp. It's all free. Just tell your Skelly man you're calling for your jumping beans and your game, and he'll hand them right over with a big smile thrown in for good measure. Your Skelly man is like that, you know. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time, you remember, Captain Midnight decided to fly to the Pareda Hacienda and try to rescue Dolores Pareda and capture Ivan Shark at one bold stroke. With Senor Pareda and Chuck Ramsey in the rear cockpit, Captain Midnight made a night flight and landed in a narrow pasture near the rear wall of the hacienda. Then Senor Pareda led them down into the shadows to the secret exit of the passageway hidden by a clump of bushes. Suddenly, as he groped his way forward in the shadows, Senor Pareda gasped that a door in front of them is already open. We find them there again now, and Senor Pareda speaks in a frightened whisper.
It is true, mi capitan. The door, it is open. See?
Blazing beacons. Did you hear that, Red?
Just a second, senor. Was the door always kept closed?
See, senor. The door, it has not been open for many years.
Here, let's have that flashlight, Chuck.
There you are, Red.
I'm going to take a look at this door. There.
You see me, Capitan? The door, it was not easy to open.
Yes, you're right. The dead leaves and dirt which piled in front of the door have all been pushed back. This door has been opened recently.
Say, senor, that is right.
Wait a minute now. Let's try the door and see if it works easily.
I'll push it back a little.
All right. Oh, that's strange. Makes hardly any noise at all.
Gosh, not for an old rusty door like this.
That means it's been opened and closed quite often.
Say, senor, and perhaps they put the oil on the hinges.
Right.
What are we going to do, Red? Do we dare go inside?
I don't know, Chuck. Wait, let's take a look at the ground here.
There are so many dead leaves, senor. It is difficult to see marks.
Yes, it's impossible to see any footprints. Have you got your gun, Chuck?
You bet I have, Red.
And you, Senor Pareda?
Yes.
All right, let's go. But we've got to be very careful.
Are you going to use the flashlight?
No, mi amigos. That will not be necessary. I know this place by heart. I will go in front. You will follow me.
Right, senor, but be very careful.
See me, Capitan. Come now. We will go.
This is the blackest hole I was ever in.
Where are you, senor?
Here I am, senor.
Okay, all right, let's go on now. But don't get separated.
Okay,
Red. Let's keep hold of each other. That's it.
The barricade. It is not far ahead.
How far would you say?
Maybe 50 feet.
How far have we come?
About the same, senor.
All right, now hold it a second.
See?
Oh, this place gives me the creeps. I sure wouldn't want to be in here alone.
Listen, senor. Are there any side passages leading into this one?
No, senor. There are none.
I just wondered if anyone could be hiding in here.
The people are in here, senor. They must be in this passageway.
Very well, then. Let's go on. But be careful. And keep your gun handy.
Gosh, Red. Hadn't you better turn on the flashlight? Let's see what we're coming to.
No, Chuck, no, not just yet. Senor Pareda knows the way.
Si, senores. We are almost there.
Be quiet for a moment. If there's anyone hiding in here, he may make a move. Now, quiet.
Now then, senores, we are here.
Senor, step back of me here.
Si, mi capitán.
Both of you, have your guns ready.
Si, senor.
I'm all set, Red.
All right. I'm going to turn on the flashlight.
Gosh, look at that pile of rocks.
Si, it is the cave-in of the wall.
Yes, and look over there.
Jiminy crickets.
There has been someone here.
Somebody started to open the passageway. See this pile of rocks that have been taken out? Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to complete the work someone else has started. We're not going to get this far and then quit.
And it's 12 o'clock now, and it gets daylight about 4:30.
Yes, and by that time, we'll have to get out of here. As soon as it starts getting light, someone will see our plane.
We must hurry, then. There is much to do.
Right. You hold the light, senor. While Chuck and I get to work on these rocks, we're going to clear away this barricade. Now, Chuck, you work there. And now, while Captain Midnight and Chuck work desperately to open a hole in the barricade, we turn to another scene. You will remember that in an underground room, Ivan Chark and his lieutenant, Gardo, came upon Dolores Pareda just as she fainted. Ivan Chark took a chart, which Dolores had been looking at. He now has been studying this chart for many hours, and at this moment, little realizing that his enemy, Captain Midnight, is so close to him, he is in the Pareda library, still looking at the chart on his desk. Listen as Ivan Chark says,
At last I begin to understand. Senor Pareda was a very clever man.
You called, Master?
Yes, Fang. Where's Gardo?
He is waiting for you now.
Good. Tell him to come in.
Yes, Master. You will come in, Gardo.
Okay, Fang.
That will be all, Fang.
Yes, Master.
Well, Chief, what do you make of the chart? Have you figured out where that treasure is?
Not completely, Gardo. The treasure is probably hidden at one certain place I have in mind. If not there, however, I will have to begin all over again.
What place is that, Chief?
Well, southwest of Escardo, about 10 miles, I should say, is a deep valley with one mountain peak and a high waterfall.
Oh, yeah, I know the place you mean, Chief.
At the foot of this waterfall is an old Aztec temple, of which the natives have great fear. They will have nothing to do with it, will not even go near it. So that makes it an excellent hiding place, does it not?
Oh, yeah. I begin to see what you're driving at, Chief. This guy Pareda hid his treasure there, huh? But how are you going to know for sure?
That I will show you.
Yes, Master?
Fang, you will bring in the Senorita Dolores Pareda.
Yes, Master.
Say, I don't get you, Chief. What's the dame got to do with it?
Just this, Gardo. Senor Pareda's daughter certainly must know its location. I'm going to question her. And as I do so, we must both observe her very carefully. She may give herself away. Now you take this chair to my right, and I will arrange this desk lamp so that the glare will be on her face while we'll be in the shadow.
Okay, Chief.
The Senorita Pareda, Master.
Very good, Fang. Close the door and wait outside.
Yes, Master.
Well, Senor, what more do you wish of me? Have you not done enough already?
Come forward, Senorita. I wish to talk to you.
Why do you not let me alone? You have killed my father. You have taken our home away from us. You have robbed me of the diamond my grandmother gave me. What else can you want?
Please, Senorita, you must calm down. If you will be reasonable, I will be your friend. I will help you.
That is the laugh. I know better now.
Talking like that will do you no good, Senorita. I warn you.
And what is this you subject me to now? Oh, please, Senor, let me go. I have not had this sleep. I do not feel well.
Very good, then. You will answer the questions and you shall go.
What do you wish?
Senorita, you have not told the truth about the Pareda treasure.
I do not know anything about the Pareda treasure.
Ah, Senorita, that will not do. You have already given yourself away. I know that you know where the treasure is.
If I did know, Senor, I have forgotten. I've been through too much. I cannot think.
Come, Senorita. I have the chart before me. The one which you were looking at in the underground room.
You have that?
Yes, I have it. So it will do you no good to deceive me.
But, Senor, If you have the chart, then what do you need with me?
You are very clever, senorita. But you do not realize with whom you are dealing.
Oh, yes, I do, senor. I am dealing with a scoundrel, a murderer.
You are very complimentary, senorita. Now then, how about the treasure?
You have the chart. Why ask me?
I wish you to help me, that is all.
So, you wish me to help you. And how could I be of any help to you?
I merely wish you to confirm my own judgment.
And what is your judgment?
In the underground passageway, there is a large room. I refer to the room with the table and chairs.
Si, senor, there is such a room.
On the left of the big room, as one enters, there is a door. And this door leads into a small room.
You are right, senor.
And in the wall of this small room, there is a compartment with a secret door. Behind that door lies the Pareda treasure.
Very excellent, senor. You are indeed the great Ivan Shark that you say you are.
So you see, senorita, you could not deceive me. The treasure is where I said it is.
Si, senor. The Pareda treasure is in that small room. I know that, but I do not know where the secret door is. When you have found it, the treasure will be yours.
Thank you, senorita. Thank you indeed. But, senorita, will you tell me this? Why would I look in the small room beneath this hacienda when the Pareda treasure lies in the underground room of the Aztec temple?
Oh.
Look at her, chief.
Yes, Gato, look at her. If you could only see yourself, senorita. Your eyes, they're filled with fear. Your face, it is the color of gray mist. And look how you tremble. Now I know the truth. Take her out, Gato. Take her out.
You will never get the Pareda treasure, I warn you. Never.
We will see about that.
Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now, don't forget, tell your dad about Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline. Gasoline that's weather right for quick starting and smooth performance in your weather now. And another thing, if you haven't called at your Skelly service station for your free Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game, be sure you get them right away. Because I can't promise you how much longer they'll be available. They're going mighty fast. So if for some reason you fail to call for yours, just show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card when you stop there with Dad tonight. He'll give you your free jumping beans and Ringo Jumbo game right on the spot. That is, if he has a single one left. And I surely hope he has. But the sooner you stop in, the better. Now, don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Is the mute pilot Zollinger turning traitor to his chief, Ivan Shark? Or is this merely one of the master criminal's tricks to lure Captain Midnight and his friends farther underground? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!